Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio.
Howdy, 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 y'all. It's an exciting day up in here at Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl. I got some Texas pals in the house today, all the way from Weatherford, Texas. Got my pal Nevada Huffman. She come up to catch some waves down in Orange County. We've been on the beach surfing, and you know the miracles and the timing. So super, super excited to have Nevada here. Give us a shout out, Nevada.
Hello, hello.
Okay, today we're doing Wish on Wednesday, and because she's an Aggie girl all the way from Texas A&M, and her focus is animal science degree, she has chosen her charity. Her wish on Wednesday for our philanthropic endeavor is Gardenia E. Jansen Nonprofit Animal Rescue down there in Fayette County near Austin, Texas, LaGrange area. So we're so excited to make a charitable donation for our wish on Wednesday to the Gardenia E. Jansen Animal Rescue. And she and her family have been a big part of that nonprofit over the years. So super, super exciting. We're going to jump into favorite things, and let's talk about one of my favorite ranches in Texas is the Lorena Ranch right outside of Weatherford, Nevada, and her family. I had the pleasure of being with them when they took that ranch over, purchased that ranch, and they've built quite a breeding program there. So, Nevada, talk to me about your passion for cattle. You are a true Texas queen of the Cattle Baron's Ball. You have been a highly, highly decorated breeder, showmanship, and at one time you were the most decorated. You're the most decorated cowgirl. And I literally mean cowgirl. You won Fort Worth, you won San Antonio, you won Houston. And this is really, really a big deal. So let me brag on you a minute. And kind of your niche is showmanship. But talk to me about your breed of cattle and how you got into, you know, your love for cattle.
So we have Brahman cattle. And my dad was actually a horse trainer growing up. And I did not want, it was punishment to have to ride, but I fell in love with the cattle part of it. And so I took that over. And one of the reasons that I think showmanship was always like a big deal to me is because when you take so much pride in something that you put so much time and effort into, you want to show it off. And
yes.
So it's it comes down to be like a passion thing for me. And I just love it so much. I've been traveling a little bit, and I was out, I made my dad put my bulls in the front pasture so that when I wake up in the mornings, I can look out the window and see them, because they
love that.
They leave next week, because we have a big, my first production sale is next week. I'm putting it on all by myself, so it's kind of a big deal.
That's exciting.
Yes, I'm super excited for that. I'm doing it during the Fort Worth Stock Show. But one of my favorite places is just being out there in that pasture with those bulls and those cattle. And it's just, there's no feeling like it, especially when you.
It's
put
like
some
heaven
effort.
On earth. It's
it
really
is.
A beautiful place, and you're. It's funny, we talk about these Brahman cattle, and we talk about these bulls, and what do these bulls weigh like?
Oh, 2,500
yeah.
pounds.
I was gonna guess. I'm a pretty good guesser. I was gonna say these beautiful animals, these bulls, these Brahman bulls, they start at about 1,800 pounds, and they're literally like just tame dogs, just sweet elephants.
Well, my little brother, he's actually holding down the fort for me right now while I'm traveling. And actually last night he told me, he said, I went out to your bulls to feed them, and one of them tried to get me. I was like, really? That's never happened to me. I don't know what you're doing to them.
They must not like your vibe. Zane, you need to change your vibe and get in your sweet spots.
They all have names. He's like, the one with the red dot on his head. And I was like, that's Bullseye, Zane.
So it's like when you name your bulls, that's mm-hmm. on it. Well, I love, you know, I always say whatever you're passionate about, and you put your life and you put your love into and you put your vision and you put your heart into. And, you know, we're not working for ourselves, sister. We're working for the Lord. We're all working to give God glory and to inspire people. And I love what Michelle Morris, my book editor, she always says, inspire on purpose. That's actually the name of her publishing company. And I always say, Michelle, I'm going to steal that from you, inspire on purpose. I'm going to use that, inspire on purpose. And so when I drive out to Lorena Ranch, just outside of Weatherford, Texas, and I'm always coming through the gate and coming up the driveway, I can't help but get a feel-good feeling because I'm looking at these rolling hills and I'm looking at these beautiful Brahman cattle that you've spent years and years of breeding. And, you know, you're one of my focus. I love to focus on upcoming successful entrepreneurial women. And your breeding program is such a wonderful setup there at Lorena Ranch. And but you actually took a year off from Texas A&M to get your business was so busy and you were having so much success with it, you had to just take a victory lap, and now you're going to go back to A&M, and your mom's an A&M girl. And, you know, up in my house, we love them TCU Horned Frogs, where one of my sons recently just graduated. And then we love our Baylor Bears, where my other son graduated. And but we love y'all too. We love those Aggies. So talk about you're going to wrap up your last, you've got just a few credits left, but you did have such success in your business and your breeding program that you had to just take a little pause and focus on building the foundational structure of your business. And now you've got this bull production sale. So just talk a little bit about A&M and finishing out in animal science and why you obviously chose animal science, but you're a natural marketing guru. I mean, you're good at everything. So you talk a little bit about your passion at Aggieland down there.
So when I went to college, I have to thank my parents for my entrepreneurial drive because...
Amen.
I was going to college and my dad said, I went to a cow sale with him and he bought me this trailer loads of cows, two trailer loads. And I'm like, man, what is he thinking? What is he doing? And we get in the truck and we're driving home. We were in South Texas. We were about 6 hours from home. And he said, I just bought you your cattle. Now you're going to put yourself through college.
Okay.
And I said, okay, so I had to figure it out. So the first thing I did was I went and I found a lease pasture down where I was going to school.
Yes.
Took my cows to college with me.
I remember this.
And then I had to figure out how to market them. So A&M, they do an awesome job of like making you very well-rounded in all aspects when it comes to animal science. But so I took a few pointers and I started marketing my own cattle, and then I fell in love with the marketing aspect in general of the ag industry. And so I'll never forget, there's a friend of mine, he came up to me, he's like, I'm having a horse sale and I need a catalog done, but I can't pay you till after the horse's sale.
Absolutely.
So can you help me out? And I'm like, all right, well, I guess so. So I did it, and it just went wild.
It did.
Blew up. And so I took a year off school to kind of get that in order. And actually, one of my really good friends who just graduated from A&M, she's come in to help me. She's working with me. And Lorena Ranch Designs is actually the name of it. And we are just going wild. And
it's so funny that, like, when your love and your passion is coupled with your natural talent and gifting. And this is something I learned in basketball. And I had a lot of success in basketball. And it's funny how, you know, one thing leads to another. And it's like winning is a habit. Getting lucky is a habit. But luck is actually where preparation and chance meet. But successful people have the habit of being successful again and again and again. And it's a mindset. And you know, I always say my pop, my place of peace, my power of positivity, my power of prayer, and protect your power, protect the protection of your power, the protection of your peace. That's my pop. But your thoughts turn into things, and your ideas and you know, your journey, the destination is founded in the journey. And so it's funny, I just learned something about you. I mean, I knew that you went to A&M because your mom went to A&M.
Fourth generation Aggie.
Yeah, you're a fourth generation Aggie. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a top five school in Texas. And I wanted my kids to go to a top five school, and you're in a top five school. And so we'd love that. And thank you, momsies and dadsies everywhere, for the gift of the education that we're giving our children, because by God, it came with a price. And that price is, you know, we all talk about never, never, never forget where you came from. And a lot of us came from nothing. And it makes us hang on to every rung on that ladder till we go next level. And we all want to give our kids more. And you're young. You're a young college student. You got your whole life ahead of you. And I thank God for the hard times, because if it wasn't for rock bottom, how could you appreciate the mountaintop? If it wasn't for rock bottom, how would you ever build the cornerstones of your fortress? You know, and I always go back to, I ask for a mountain, but in the valley, he restoreth my soul. And so after the setback is the comeback. And I know a lot of us came from some humble, humble beginnings. I've never despised humble beginnings. I praise God for humble beginnings, because it was in that little that my creativity grew so much. But I protect my thoughts. And here, when my kids were down there at Baylor and TCU, and you had your cattle down there at A&M, I didn't know until just now that was your savings account, that was your future, that was your financial future. And your dad did you a great gift of saying, okay, I just bought you your investment portfolio, and it's your cattle, and you better take care of them, and you better figure out how to market them. And then you just made another point for me. I always say, start.
Yep.
Start. Don't overthink it. Don't have overanalyzation, paralyzation and overanalyzation. And here, you took your cattle down to South Texas by A&M. You took care of your cattle. You figured out how to market them. But then someone approached you. So A led to B, led to C, led to D. So someone approached you and said, would you build me a catalog for my horse sale? And I remember when you built this catalog, and it was phenomenal. And I was like, oh, she's got that little habit of getting lucky and things just turning out great. And then now it has turned into a portfolio for your bull sale. So go back to your bull sale.
So this is one of those ideas that my dad loves the fact that I'm an entrepreneur, uh-huh. both my parents, but sometimes they're like, what are you thinking?
Right.
What are you? And I'm like, I promise it's going to be a great idea.
We'll see. Yes. Yeah, we'll see, said the wise man, because they can't argue with success. And so I'm like, stand back, non-believers. We'll see, said the wise man in the village. Like, if this works, you're going to look so smart.
Yes. And so we have the big Fort Worth Stock Show coming up. Actually starts this weekend. And next week, all of my Brahmin friends are coming from all over the world, and they're going to be right there in Fort Worth, about 40 miles from their house. And I thought, you know what? I've got these bulls standing right here, and no, I need to sell them. I'm going to make something of this. I'm going to make my first production sale, Rainer Ranch production sale. Everybody can come from the stock show over and look at them. So right now, my dad's kind of like, are you kidding me? You're making me set up bullpens all the way down the driveway so people can pull in and eat a tamale and look at your bulls. And I'm like, yes, I am.
And then you know what I say? If you want them to gather, feed them. If you want to bring people together, if you don't want the dog to bite you and you want the dog to like you, you feed the dog. So So here's the deal. Let's invite a lot of shoppers over, a lot of lookers.
Feed them tacos.
Let's feed them. Let's feed them, and I'm all about my favorite things. We do have good meals at Lorainer Ranch when Pam and Newt are up in the kitchen. So we gather, we feed them, and we showcase your bulls. And how many years has this breeding program been going on?
I mean, since 2014. So okay. We're on year six.
Okay.
So
you had pretty quick success.
Yeah. The Brahmin breed, I like, one of my biggest things is I'm trying to do like a polled thing so that they're more marketable all over the world.
Yes.
And the reason, I have to give a little backstory behind this bull sale. The reason why I'm doing this bull sale is because when I get ready to sell a bull, I'm always like stalking people on Facebook to make sure they're going to a good home, because these are my pets. These are my babies.
Right.
And so I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to send that one to him, but I'll send it to her because she looks like she's going to pet him all the time. So,
love my 2,000-pound pets.
Yes. So I do this bull sale. That way they can come out to the ranch and they can – it's actually like – they bid on them online, but they can come to the ranch, they can look at them, and I can do like an interview and make sure they're
– a fitting. It's a fitting is what it is. Yes. Is this a good fit?
Yes.
Is this bull's personality? And, you know, we say – I say this – a good horse has about, I think, the intellectual capacity of an 8-year-old horse. What do you think the intellectual capacity of this bull is? Do you think it's of a 6-year-old child or a 4-year-old child? What do you think?
Well, no. These Brahman cattle, my dad always says, don't let them outsmart you because they will. I had a college professor, Mr. Pierce. He taught me in animal science, and he said, the second smartest animal behind a pig is a cow.
Okay. And I would think it would be like pig, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, but what about gorilla?
I know. And he also told me they move like polar bears.
Okay.
So if you ever watch a cow walk and you think about
it, it is.
It's true.
It's true.
And so I would say they have like
the mental capacity of a
old man.
An old man. Okay.
Yeah,
because okay.
They are always smarter than you. They always know how to get around you. So
that's funny. Okay, that's really funny.
If they find an open gate, they're going to go through.
Yes. And so you don't realize, like, are they big and dumb or are they so smart they play dumb and then they outmaneuver you? So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, it's like training an elephant. They're big and they can knock you down and they can kick you and they can step on you. But they, I know, I've seen all the photographs. I've been out there in the middle of them, and you love your cattle and your cattle love you, and you vibe your tribe, and your tribe is a pasture full of Brahman bulls, and these are beautiful, beautiful animals. Now, do you have a website or an Instagram that you would like people to look at you on?
LorenaRanch.com is the website, and that's actually where the bull sale is going to take place. It's going to be on there. So,
okay, and spell Lorena Ranch.
LareinaRanch.
Okay.
And that actually means the queen in Spanish.
Yeah, I was going to say, doesn't that mean my queen or the queen? Okay.
Yes.
So, like I said, queen of cattle. And what's so funny on our Gillespie Land Group page is when we do a cow post, we get 60, 80 times more hit. I have learned that people across America and across the world, they're in love with cows.
Yeah.
They are. It's like I can do because, you know, we've got the Diamond H ranches, and my oldest son, he's one of the trainers over there. They've had huge success. We've got Diamond H stables. They've got some of the best roping horses in the country right now, right there at the Diamond H stables. And I said it before, but I got to brag on my people a little bit. They were, you know, winningest owner, American Quarter Horse, winningest trainers. When they, you know, they just very highly acclaimed and credited in the Quarter Horse Foundational Racing System. And then, and so now they're like focusing on calf horses. But we love our Texas people. We love Texas. We go hand in hand with this beautiful West Coast living. And I loved it that you and your pal Taylor Toddy, talk about some favorite things. She is a makeup artist. And she is a cowgirl from South Texas. And so you girls flew in down there in Orange County, and we had to go run to the beach and catch some waves, because we all know we love surfing cowgirls, and we know the miracles are in the timing. And I just love my favorite things, these entrepreneurial women. But so I want y'all to sidebar. I want y'all to hit Taylor Toddy, and her Instagram is Taylor Lane. PNU, and that's permanent makeup, but phenomenal, young, talented, entrepreneurial woman. And I was so tickled that my Texas cowgirl pals came in to be partners in crime and be surfing cowgirls this week. And we all have a love for our Texas heritage. We love America. We love God and country. We love the ocean. And we just had such a great time. And it tickles me to see all these Texas cowgirls come in and go surfing, and they're like, oh, we got to take pictures by the ocean. Oh, we got to take pictures of palm trees. Oh, we got to catch waves. And it's just like, we're in a, such a good positive vibe and place, and we encourage one another. And I think in 2020, it's great to, I say my 2020 vision, my 2020 goals. And, you know, we need to focus as entrepreneurial women. We need to focus on what we want. And it's so important that we keep our thoughts positive, because our brain, it believes what we tell it. And, you know, it's really simple. Like in the Word of God, it says, you know, set your mind on high, set your mind on high, set your thoughts on high. So we want to stay positive. But so you are these bulls. Are they bid on and sold, or yeah. how do we finalize this? Tell us a little bit about
so
this.
So with the online sale, you can go in there and you bid on them, and we have a time on the it ends on the 23rd at 5 o'clock. I can already tell you that. Mm-hmm. And the person with the highest bid is the one that gets the bull. So.
Okay. And it's hard for you to let these bulls go because
I cry.
You put yeah, and you've named them.
I've named them. They uh-huh. have names. They eat out your hand.
Yeah,
you know. That's it. I actually so I fly out tomorrow to go home, and I changed my flight to be a little bit earlier so I still make it back in time so I can go visit with my bulls before
that's right.
before it gets dark.
Right, so. Right. And you know, I always say it's your work that will keep you stable. And it's like a lot of things in life change, you know, factors change, people change, circumstances change, but it's your work and your life's passion. And, you know, if you do what you love, you'll never go to work a day in your life.
That's what I was just thinking. My dad's yeah. always told me that. And I was on the way here, I was thinking to myself, geez, I don't work a day in my life because I love it so
love
much.
Love what you do.
Yes.
Yeah. And like out here, you know, you came out here to support a friend in her mm-hmm. entrepreneurial endeavor. And she was out here training in professional makeup services. And I just can't say enough great things about Taylor Toddy. And y'all are going to look her up at Taylor Lane. PNU for any of your professional makeup consultations that you want. But we're all about the girl tribe, vibe and success in our tribe. And we're just all surfing cowgirls, and we love our horses, we love our cattle, and we love our friends, we love our family, and we love California, let's face it. But more favorite things, you just got back. You're always going to New York, and tell me a little bit about your recent trip to New York and some of your favorite things about that Christmas trip.
So we went to New York. We had a wedding going in New Jersey, and my dad, he's a bit of an adventurer, so he was like, let's just go spend a week in New York, and we can go, you know, it's Christmas time, it'll be beautiful.
It's a beautiful place to be.
I'm like, okay, yeah deal.
Yeah.
And so the first thing we did was we get there, and he's tall, skinny, cowboy-looking guy, but he yes. kind of keeps it, you know, a little bit prim and proper. And so he's got his cowboy hat, and I'm like, oh, my word, is my dad really going to wear this cowboy hat all the way around?
Well, that's just what we do.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
That's and just I'm like, who you know we
what?
Are.
I'm going to embrace it.
Right.
And so the first thing we do is we was like, let's go eat something. And so we're wandering around a little bit, and we fall into Trattoria. It's this amazing Italian food.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Love it. Love it.
And the first thing my dad does is buys a bottle of wine. And I'm like, this is going to be I was dreading it a little bit because, you know, it's Christmas time. And I don't know if everybody knows this, but there were 6 less days between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. And so a
yes.
lot of lost time. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how are we going to get everything done? We're doing all this traveling. And we sat down, and immediately I was like, you know what? This is going to be an amazing trip. And
it was, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. We had the best time. But my dad, we were walking down Broadway, and he's like, keep moving, keep moving. And I'm like, Dad, I'm soaking it all in. What do you mean keep moving?
Right.
And he's like, people keep trying to take pictures with me. I'm like, well, if you take the dang cowboy hat off, you'd be all right.
He's like, you know, you can't, you know, baby, you were born for this. Yes, you're the cowboy in New York. That's awesome.
I'm like, well, stand there and take a picture. They'll pay you for it and buy us dinner.
Yeah, you know, or just give it away to keep it and give it away to get it. So that's so wonderful. So, okay, I'm going to say a few, I gotta hit my positive things here. So I'm going to go, you owe yourself the love that you so freely give to other people. So I got to splash this up with some little positivity and a little positive talk. Everywhere I go, I prosper. Everything I do always works out for me. I am attracting unconditional love, abundance, clarity. I am on a high, positive, successful vibration. My experiences are kind and loving and connected to me. I am thriving in every way. I am becoming more sure of myself, and I am celebrating my life every day. That's good stuff. Just like the moon, your greatest magic will come in the times of darkness. Hello? Ha 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 ha. I always say, if it was not for the darkness, you could not be the light that shines out. So I'm going to say this again. Just like the moon, your greatest magic will come in times of darkness, when you have no choice but to trust your own power. Wow, I love that. Your own power in God. So let me keep going here. Intuition is your soul speaking to you, letting you know which way to go. That's good. Let's see. You are the type of woman that brings a lot to the table. Your unconditional love, your support, your prayer. Ooh, good. Your ancestral wisdom, your spiritual purpose, your healing, your clarity, your protection. All of this raises the standard for everyone around you. So I say a few things here. I always borrow this from your mom. I remember your mom saying to you during hard times in the beginning years at Texas A&M, she would say, Vada, work the plan.
Yes.
We made the plan. You know the plan. And I can remember your mom, Pam, saying, work the plan. Work the plan. Am I speaking truth here, sister?
Yes, you are.
Work the plan. And a lot of times when I get frustrated and I'm irritated, when I'm tired, when I want to whine, when I want to scream and claw my face, when I want to give up, when I want to just say, you know, to hell with it all, mm-hmm. I go back and I can hear her in the back of my mind saying,
you got a plan, work the plan.
You don't know where you're going. How are you going to get there if you don't know where you're going? Yeah. So we made a map. We have directions. We have our inner compass. You know, God, Holy Spirit, He guides us. We got the hand in the hand of the man they call the Great I Am. He's connect. I mean, we got Jesus. We got the Holy Spirit down in us. We are walking with the Great I Am. I'm thinking you're in the greatest time of all times, because when the Comforter left this earth, when Jesus left this earth, He left us with the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, and He's got my hand, and He's holding the hand of God. I've literally got my hand in the hand of the man they call the Great I Am. And so you bet I know, go, and show the way, because my inner navigational system is directed by the compass of God. And that doesn't mean I don't make mistakes, because my ego gets in the way. My will gets in the way. And I don't know what I don't know. But what I do know is that if I stay focused on God and I stay in my place of peace and I protect my place of peace, and one of my 2020 goals is that I am making my circle very small, and I'm protecting my power. I'm protecting my place of peace, and I'm just going to stay focused and keep working the plan. Work on being in love with the person in the mirror who has been through so much with you and is still standing. Okay, that's good stuff right there. Mm-hmm. That's really good stuff. The creator of the universe shows me how people really are. And I'm like, and the universe is like, okay, let me show you again because you're a slow learner. So ha ha ha. When people show you who they are, believe them and then get you some new people. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, all right, the only person who is giving, who is going to give you security and the life you want is you. All right. It's like you'll go alone a lot of times. It'll be you and God. If you're not amazed by the stars on a clear night, then you and I, we can't be friends. That's kind of funny. Uh-huh. It's just me. If you can't stand still and, you know, believe in creative, believe in the creative source of God, then you know, then I just probably can't communicate with you. Admire someone's beauty without questioning your own. That's good. So one day you'll tell your story of how you've overcome whatever you're going through right now, and your story will become part of someone else's survival guide. That's good, huh? So let it go. Let things of this past year go. And let's not look in the rearview mirror. Let's look in the windshield. Let's have 2020 vision, 2020 goals. And I like what my buddy Kim always, she goes, you know, this year I'm not going to talk about my 2020 goals. I'm going to walk them out. And so let's vibrate on a higher level. Let's reach to higher, you know, goals, become a magnet of miracles. And, you know, people always say, oh, you always fall into it, into the muck, but you always walk out smelling like a rose. And I'm always like, yeah, I have a habit of getting lucky. But honestly, I think it's like, I try to stay in an attitude of gratitude. I try to stay focused on the positive. And I do believe miracles are in the timing. You shouldn't get impatient. You know, you should just keep going. Oh, this is funny. This is going to be good. Forgive your parents. They too had a childhood that they were struggling to heal from. They didn't know what they were doing because they didn't get to experience unconditional love, maybe. So don't try to change them. Now that you're aware, just break into a new level. So that's good because you know, we can all have our excuses of what's holding us back. So know when you're not being completely honest with yourself. Know and feel when toxic energy is approaching. Know when you are accidentally connecting to people's emotions that are not healthy. And take time alone. Give yourself time to recharge. And don't be one of those people who are easily led astray or manipulated. That's a good direction. You may not control all of the events that happen to you, but you can decide how you will not be reduced by them or how you can reduce them. So, hello, I'm still using the same name, but I'm a different person now. I love that. In 2020, who is your new invented next level goal person going to be? And are you going to be a slow learner? We talked about that last night. Don't be, that's our one of our mantras for 2020. Don't be a slow learner. So, living your best life now has nothing to do with cocktails or holidays. Living your best life now is being surrounded by meaningful relationships, feeling fulfilled, living in a peaceful mind. People really living their best life won't feel the need to tell you who they are all the time. Oh, that's important. You know, I saw on Instagram, and it's kind of all nowadays about being Insta-famous. It said, why don't you try disciplining yourself to be financially secure and wealthy and not so wrapped up in just looking it. And I thought, oh, that's good. Why don't you try being disciplined to be wealthy and not just wrapped up in looking it? I love this. I may have a wild soul, but I'm a lover of simple things and quiet places. We talked about that earlier today. We love the she and all the glitz and glam, but we are happy with a fishing pole and a PB&J. I mean, we love us Texas country girls. We love the ocean. We love Beverly Hills. We love all the glitz and glamour, but we also love a red dirt country song. So
yes,
you come home, make some tea, sit down in your armchair, armchair, and all around you there's silence. And then everyone decides for themselves whether this is a place of loneliness or freedom. I like that. I like choose happy, be in your happy place, take some time for yourself. When you're on a spiritual journey and you've lost all of your friends because you're shedding energies that no longer serve you, so you're just laying there, relaxing and taking in the earth, remember that it will probably be a process of growth, and you will go alone sometimes, but you're only lonely if you're being lazy. And, you know, don't mistake loneliness for freedom. So that's really, really good. I like this. I have never had the need to unscrew or disconnect another woman's light bulb in order to try to outshine her. Okay, I like that. It's really important as women, girls in the girl tribe, to accentuate other success and cheer on and promote your team, because not everybody's good at everything.
I always say fix each other's crown.
Straighten each other's crown. Yep. That's good. Stop fighting battles with people who are at war with themselves. Wow, that's good. The self-care is not soft baths and chocolate and champagne all the time. It's making the choice to build a life you don't need to regularly escape from. That's good. I go on to, some connections require space to survive. Some need to die in order to be reborn. Some connections need to be released in order for you to breathe. So as you're going into 2020 and you are protecting your place of peace and feeding your positivity, you've got to make some boundaries that serve you well. So make every day embracing meditations, eating healthily, and it says things like coconut oil. That's funny. We talked about coconut. There's a lot of great things to do. Favorite things. Here we go. Favorite things. Coconut oil, kombucha, not caring what anyone thinks. That's funny. So you make your life hard by always being in your head. Life is simple. Get out of your head and get into the moment. So I'm all about setting your intentions, being in the moment, putting down that smartphone, reading a great book, writing down your intentions, focusing on your intentions. Anxiety is a wrong perception. If you are facing current feelings of anxiety, fear, and inadequacy, there is always one underlying cause that you have attached wrong perceptions and analysis to your past experiences. That's good. All current fear, despair, and pain comes from errors in your way of thinking and wrong perceptions, analysis, or attached meanings you made in your past, especially a distorted sense of self. So remember that all negative feelings are here to just make you aware. I always say contrast. Appreciate and embrace the contrast to get you to see things differently in a new light. When you release wrong perceptions, you can begin to see things clearly again and attach new, useful, and empowering meaning and definitions to everything. So it's like change your perspective. Don't be a slow learner. Go next level in your vision and in your perception. So when my mind is prettier than my face, and my soul outshines them both, that is when I have no worries. That's a good one. When my mind is prettier than my face, and my soul outshines them both, I have no worries. I like that a lot. You must love in such a way that the person you love feels free. Oh, that's a good one. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Okay, I love that. And so this past week, favorite things, was in the music studio over there in North Hollywood, Butter and Biscuit. Love these two Magical Music Men. They just released one of their songs, The Bag. And check them out. Biscuit, BIZKITBNB. Magical Music Man, his sidekick Butter, and love those guys, Alan and Keith. They helped me make musical magic, and you know, I was aspiring to write a soundtrack, and I let you listen to it.
Yes.
And you were just,
it was amazing.
They helped me reach such an amazing new height.
It was next level.
It was next level. And then we had Plaquey Chan, Tristan. He came over. He got his Lion King Grammy nomination with a girl y'all might know, the Queen Bee, Beyonce. So I'm in the music studio. One of my favorite things in life, favorite place to be is the music studio. And I'm a red dirt country girl. I mean, I'm that Pentecostal, big lipstick, big hair, Texas, you know, Texas cowgirl queen. I'm all up in the Bible Belt. My love for Jesus. I'm going to get my Jesus banner out. I'm going to talk to you about my God. I'm going to talk to you about how great my God is. But I love red dirt country. I love red dirt country gospel music. And I wanted to stretch myself and try to do my best Toni Braxton, my best Anita Baker. I wanted to cross over into an R&B. And I got in here with these crazy talented guys, Biscuit, Butter, Plaquey Chan, Alan, Keith, Tristan. Much love and success and everything goodness going out to y'all. They are just winning, winning, winning. All we can do is win. And they got me in there, and they just took me next level. And I want to encourage you. I just recently turned 50, as many of you know. And 42 years it took me to get to Hollywood and make my album. And I did it last week. And these guys were so professional and so phenomenal. And I love, 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 love the Little Anthem movie soundtrack song that I wrote, that God dropped in my spirit. And then Beyonce's main guy, her backup guy, Tristan, he gets in there and he's just off the chart. And it was quite moving, wasn't it? His work, Nevada.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. And I was like, God has been so good to all of us. I mean, our families have been blessed, pressed down, shaken up, pouring over. And I would like to say, because in our spirit, we are giving it away to get it. We are giving it away to keep it. I would like to think that even though we are not perfect by any means, we're in proper stance. We're always seeking alignment. You know, that I surrender all. We're always striving and hoping and wanting to be pleasing unto God, that we make broad stripes of success. And I say this before, a good leader, they know, go, and show the way. And when you're going up, it's just, it should spill over, and everyone should be better because they're on the journey with you. And so I love this. You get in life what you have the courage to ask for. You have not because you ask not. Knock and the door shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. And so when we were in there in the music studio, I said, I don't know y'all. You don't know me, but I'm asking you to agree with me that this little gift of music, you know, music is a gift, and it's a gift that lasts a lifetime. And so I was very adamant in my journey of raising my children that I give them the gift of music. And I made sure that all three of my children could play guitar, fiddle, and mandolin. They could all sing, and they could all write lyric and write music. And, you know, a couple of them are more into it than the other one, but they all have the gift of music. And when I am far, far gone from this earth, my legacy of my life, I hope, will live through in one of my branches on my tree and my foundational root system of music. And I am just so tickled to work with these guys in Hollywood, because when I was 8 years old, like I said last week, I had a dream of coming to Hollywood and making an album. And these guys made it happen for me last week. And It was magical. It was simply magical. And so you get in life what you have the courage to ask for. And I just want to encourage somebody within the sound of my voice. I don't care what age you are. I don't care if you're, you know, what if you're a young boy, a young girl, if you're an older gentleman, an older female. Just don't lose sight of your dream. Get focused. Tomorrow's a new day. You're going to walk by faith, not by sight. You're going to get the plan. You're going to work the plan, and you're going to keep going. And
another thing my mom always told me, I would complain about having to do this or do that. And she's always said, Nevada, if you have it to give, give it.
Mm-hmm.
You've been blessed, and you have the ability to give it. So you need to give it back.
You got to give it. And I always say this, give it away to keep it.
That's right.
And give it away to get it. And it's like when I was deathly ill, they were like, get up there and lead the church choir. And I was like, I can't breathe. I can't stand up. And they were like, you don't understand. You will get, and I say this all the time, get up, dress up, show up and shut up. And God will be there. God will be there. Get up, dress up, shut up and show up. And shut up the whining, shut up the excuses, shut up the complaining, walk it out, walk it out, walk out your miracle, paint your destiny, create your tomorrow, and keep going, keep on keeping on. You can't keep a good man down when he keeps going. And don't, when I said to these young men in this studio, I said, I hope that you remember to not let your talent take you where your integrity cannot keep you. When God is blessing you, keep being a bigger That's blessing. Right. Let it pour through you.
Spread the blessing.
Spread the blessing as far as you can. Pull up the stakes. Broaden your tent. Expand your tent. Broaden your territory. And keep going. If you never heal from what has hurt you, you'll bleed on people who didn't cut you.
That's right.
Wow. That's good. That is really, 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 really good. I hope there are days when your coffee tastes like magic. Your playlist makes you dance and strangers make you smile. And the night sky touches your soul. I hope there are days when you fall in love with being alive. And I can't read the author's name of that, but I want you to know I love that. Every time I lower my vibe to meet someone on their level, I end up paying for it. Mm-hmm. And that's a lesson I really don't need to learn anymore. I need to remind myself to rise up and keep meeting me at my higher standards. I love that. And that doesn't make me better than. That just says I'm aspiring to go next level, rising up. People that are meant to be together always find their way to each other. That's good. Protect your server. We don't usually miss people. We miss the way they made us feel. Maybe they made us feel strong. Maybe they made us feel loved, attractive, wanted, or safe. Figure out ways and activities you can give yourself these things. So when someone walks away, you can't seemingly take away anything. They can't seemingly take away anything from you. So I always say self-soothe. So don't let anyone invalidate or minimize how you feel. If you feel something, you feel it and it's real to you. Nothing anyone says has the power to invalidate you, ever. No one else lives in your mind or your body or your spirit. No one else sees life through your eyes. No one has lived through your experiences. And so no one else has the right to dictate or judge how you feel. Your feelings are important and you deserve to be heard. They are inherently valid and they matter. Don't let anyone make you feel insignificant. I always say, drive your own train, baby. Drive your own train. Who you gonna let drive your train? I lay the track. I hold the map.
I'm the one going there. I'm out digging up the coal, shoveling down in the engine room. Be ready to go there. And no, you do need a great help, and you do need, you know, your team, but be able to be alone without being lonely, and be able to stay in control of your emotions. Fighter pilot mentality, I say. Fighter pilot mentality. When you come to a point where you have no need to impress anyone, this is where your freedom begins. And we talked about this last week. You think the money that you're after is bringing the freedom, but it's the choices that you make that brings the freedom. And let's all get real. Money makes our life easier. Money makes our life easier. And I say this before. In 2 Kings, in the book of 2 Kings, it says, money is the power that drives this earth. And money does give us choices. But honestly, you make up your mind with your choices of how and when and who you're going to be free with. So I want to get excited again. I need to remember that in these things, I am not alone. I'm working on my challenges. I've already been assigned my destiny. You know, God is the author and the finisher of my faith. So let go of the stress and just trust God of source and trust yourself. It's that natural talent, letting the natural talent take over. I've got a pretty incredible ending to my story that is ahead of me. In fact, that's what I need to get excited about again, because the happy ending I've got coming is going to rock my world. Love that, love that, love that. Okay, I got a shout out to Guardian Investment Group, Gillespie Land Group, of course, Taylor Toddy. She's our beautiful makeup and beauty consultant. Hit her on Taylor Lane, PNU, on Instagram. Then I always have to shout out to my personal stylist, my guy, one of my favorite things, Luxury Consignment. They're on Oaklawn in Dallas, Texas. He literally is, you know, like booking people that are getting on flights and coming into him to shop. In his store, there is Prada, there's Gucci, there's Versace, there's Louis Vuitton, there's Christian Louboutin, there's Balmain, there's D Squared, you name it. This is where all of the best of Texas celebrities and stars and professional athletes, they resell their runway selections. Their personal stylists take their, you know, these people, their closets are cleaned out, you know, every month or so in Nevada. So this Luxury Consignment is such a hidden little treasure there on Oaklawn.
I'm looking up on Instagram.
It's so fabulous. You want to ask for Scott, and he's always, I'm rocking my Gucci jacket right now. He set me up with, love it, love it, love it. And so go by and see Scott on Oaklawn there in the Dallas area. And then we want to shout out to Pantera Ventures. Pantera Ventures, they are leading force in commercial construction there in Fort Worth. And there's just a lot of growth going on in Fort Worth. And talk a little bit about what Pantera Ventures is about. What do they do?
They are in commercial construction. So they do like the structural steel. We build like Aldi's and restaurants and all kinds of stuff. And it's really cool. Actually, my dad just did something in the Ferrari there in Dallas.
Yay.
So it's really cool to go in there and see their work. And they did the TX Whiskey Distillery.
Did they do shelves? Did they do...
They do the structural part of it. And then he did handrails in there is what he did.
Yeah, so these beams are visible. Mm-hmm. And so, I sound like I'm a jack of all trades, but... I'm not just a jack of all trades. I'm kind of a master of many. Ha ha ha. Let me toot my own horn. Just teasing. I did some strip malls. I designed a fabulous strip mall on West 82nd in Lubbock, Texas. There across from Friendship Football Stadium.
It belongs in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it does. I call it my Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. I call this little strip. It's hard to make a strip center sexy, but I'm telling you, this is a sexy, she, beautiful little strip mall. And I call her my Marilyn Monroe. She's just pristine. I love her. And it's a building. And so a lot of my personality comes through her. I call her my Marilyn Monroe in a red dirt field. And so over there at Woolforth, across just to the north of the Friendship Football Stadium, go by and check her out. I designed that, and we're waiting for spring, and I'm going to landscape her beautifully. And we actually looked at benches and furniture last night, didn't yes. we? Maybe I can have Pantera Ventures make me some metal benches. I know your dad offered to make me some tabletops, but what I was going to say is a lot of times the structural beams in these buildings are exposed, and it's so beautiful and neat to let our artistry come through in commercial steel construction and art. So my other strip mall that I have done is called the Accoutrement on 4th, and it is just to the south of the West Texas A&M, hoot hoot. So we have Texas A&M in Canyon, Texas, and we got a new vet school there.
Whoop.
And that's actually where Sean Gillespie graduated from, was Go Buffs, West Texas A&M. So I've got the Accoutrement on 4th, and I designed it after the Louis Vuitton and the Burberry building there at Clear Fork at Edwards Ranch. So, but I love, love, love the architecture and all of the design elements.
It's beautiful what they can do.
Yes, and I am inspired a lot by the California artist. And so it's so funny, like, vibe your tribe. So Pantera Ventures is doing wonderful steelworks, and here I am. I'm, you know, building my strip malls, and I've kind of fallen off the map the last few years because I was designing and we were building these strip malls, and now I'm going to go back and landscape them. And you know, it's for commercial use, and so you've got to, like, pick your landscaping that's going to have wherewithal and endure high traffic, and then you've got to pick your benches and your water fountains and all this. But we were taking photographs last night by the beach and and doing that, so I'll be happy for your dad over there at Pantera Ventures to maybe build me some steel benches. That's what it... Well, Nevada... I think we've rounded the corner and hit it all. Is there anything that you want to say? Just, you know, I always say my gift to God is me. And thank you, God, for another day. Yes. And God, help me to make it count, because my gift back to you, God, is the legacy that I leave. And you're half my age, Nevada. And honestly, you've known me for about 10 years now. And you know my heart's in the right place. You know I'm trying to blaze a trail. You know I'm trying to, like, do positive and lift up. But is there anything that you want to end with to just say what you're thankful for and what you're hopeful for? Because you are starting a new year and a new decade.
Yes. And like you said earlier, you shouldn't tell people what you're doing. You should just do it.
Walk it.
Yes. But I'm so... I was thinking on the way over here how blessed I am, because I said earlier, I don't work a day in my life. I get to do what I love. I have an amazing family. And Jenny said earlier, we've been so blessed by, I mean, I can't even explain it.
Just the hand of God, the favor of God. And I say it's that praying grandmother.
Yes.
Thank God. And we said that in the music studio this week. Thank God for a praying mother. Yes. Thank God for a praying grandmother.
Yes. Yes. And I always tell people, you know, I'm praying for you. And they're like, what? I haven't talked to you in 5 years. I'm like, well, I'm still, I know you're going through a struggle, or I've seen this, and I'm just praying for you. And I think that that's how you can share your blessing.
Gift.
Yes.
Your gift.
Yes.
Okay. So I want to end on just hang on to the power of your positive thoughts.
Yes.
Protect your mind.
You.
Yes. Protect your mind. And so the subconscious mind may be likened to a magnet. And when it's been vitalized and thoroughly saturated with definite purpose, then it has a decided tendency to attract all that is necessary for the fulfillment of that purpose. And that is by Napoleon Hill. And I go back to saying this: in my wallet, when I was about 14 years old, I saw this and I wrote it down and I put it on a piece of paper in my wallet and I kept it. And it said, whatever you vividly imagine, whatever you ardently desire, whatever you enthusiastically act upon must inevitably come to pass. So it is my wish for you, all of you out there, regardless of what you're going through, to go to your place of peace, the power of prayer, that place of positivity, and focus on your 2020 vision and your 2020 goals. Nevada, thank you for being here with
me. Thank you for having me.
You are one of my favorite surfing cowgirls. I love these cowgirls, these Texas girls that come to the West Coast, the best coast to surf. And we're going to take a little trip over to the North Shore quickly, go to Maui and get us some easy, soothing waves. And we love our Texas heritage, our horses, our cattle, and all of our... Let me tell you what I like about Texas. But we love California, and y'all have a very, very blessed week, and catch a wave. The miracle's in the timing.
You're listening to Catch a Wave with the Surfing Cowgirl, only on LA Talk Radio 107.1.